The well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
All right, welcome everybody to another episode of Confessions of an Ex-Banker. I have been away for, I'd say, about a year and a half. I want to thank the people that actually contacted me over the past year or so, asking me to do more podcasts. So I guess I got a little busy at work. I find that when you get out of the rhythm of doing something, it's hard to get it back. So, but I decided to start doing some more episodes. As I mentioned, I've heard from quite a few people who found the episodes interesting. And, so I'll try my best to pump one out every week or so. So in the idea of keeping the episodes short and sweet, like maybe up to 15 minutes long, I'll get straight into the topic of what I want to discuss today. And it's basically, what are your choices when it comes to investing, when it comes to implementing your plan? There's only four choices that are available, basically. So what typically happens when I'm working with a client is we obviously have long discussions and conversations about what their goals are. And then I create a financial plan that shows people basically when it comes to the investment aspect of financial planning, you know, what rate of return do they need to earn on their investments and how much they need to save to meet their goals, basically. And then, we're at the point where we have to implement the plan. And so the way I see it, there's only four choices that we have as to the route we're going to take to implement a financial plan. So the first choice, and I'll give you pros and cons of everything, of all choices. There isn't necessarily one that's better than the other, but there are quite some big differences. So I'll get into it right away. So the first aspect or the first choice is basically dealing with an investment advisor or a broker that works for a brokerage firm, such as the banks have brokerage firms like CIBC Wood Gundy and BMO Nesbitt Burns. Scotia has Scotia McLeod, RBC Dominion Securities. And so you deal with an investment advisor or a stockbroker who's actually picking individual securities for you. So individual stocks, individual bonds. There's some other types of fixed income products that are available. And basically, the pros of having that type of option is that you're getting different types of, you're getting individual securities. Like you have an ownership, direct ownership of whatever stocks or bonds that the advisor recommends for you. So then that's good in the sense from a tax point of view. If you have monies outside RSPs or TFSAs, it's good. You can do some good tax planning when it comes to holding individual stocks. I won't get into the details right now, but just know that that's one of the major advantages of dealing with an individual stockbroker. Now, the negative when it comes to that is that generally fees tend to be quite high, in the neighborhood of 1-2% or so. And also, you have to find someone who's actually been doing this for a very long time. And the huge majority of advisors right now are doing things a little differently, and I'll explain that in a moment. That's the second choice that you have. But you try to find an advisor who has some sort of disciplined approach in the way they select individual securities. Now, when I have a client through my financial planning practice, when I have a client that is really interested in owning, 100 shares of Microsoft or Apple or whatever, I'm able to refer them to someone who I have complete confidence in, has been in the business for, I believe, close to 30 years now. So there's one avenue that you can take when it comes to investing your money. So dealing with an individual advisor or stockbroker that's going to pick individual stocks for you. The second choice is basically, again, finding an investment advisor, again, working at banks or some independent firms that exist out there. They could be, you know, financial advisors. Many might call themselves financial planners when they're not, so you have to be careful about that. But basically, the second choice is getting someone that's going to be investing your money in what's called managed products. And what are managed products? Basically, it's mutual funds. It's what's called wrap accounts. You know, many firms have their own proprietary package of securities that they sell to their clients. So all this, as far as I'm concerned, falls in the category of what's known as mutual funds. And the concept is basically you buy a basket of investments that are suited to your risk tolerance and hopefully suited to your goals. And that's pretty much all the advisor does. Now, the convenience about that, or the pros about that, is that, you know, it's everything is built into a package and you don't have too much to worry about or to think about. And that's the same thing goes for the advisor. Once they put you in something like that, you know, there's not too much more that they can do for you other than hopefully, you know, review your investment plan or review your financial plan at least on an annual basis, if not every 6 months. I've heard clients that haven't spoken about their financial plan in 3 years when an advisor originally created one, and that plan is completely stale now because life has changed, you know, the markets have changed. Anyhow, getting off the tangent here. So basically that's the second choice. The negative about that, again, is when you're dealing with an advisor who's going to recommend managed products, again, mutual funds and the such, the negative about that is they're very expensive. You're looking at fees in the range of 2 to 2.5%, which is by far the most that any country charges in the world when it comes to investment. So I'm not crazy about that option. If you've heard my previous podcast, or you may have heard me on other podcasts out there, I'm not crazy about managed products, unless you're someone who is really, you know, just starting, got their first job, and want to invest $50 a month type of thing into some investments. That's pretty much where I think managed product comes out there. Now, the negative about that also is that there's not going to be too many advisors that will be interested in your business because you don't, you know, they get paid on commission. So you might have a hard time finding somebody to implement the plan. But that's basically your second choice. The third choice is to go the exchange traded fund route and do it on your own. Now, if you've heard me in my previous podcast, I'm a big fan of exchange traded funds. And the third option is basically doing it on your own and using exchange traded funds. Positive about that is that basically the fees are almost non-existent. There aren't any fees. You're not paying anyone to do anything for you. You're basically paying some very, very minimal management fees when it comes to when purchasing the actual exchange traded funds. And some funds are as low as 0.05%. So you can really, really, you know, pick up some excellent investments through exchange traded funds. You do it on your own and you save a ton of money. Now, whenever I do a calculation for my clients as to, you know, what does a 1% savings or a 2% savings represent over a lifetime? And whenever I show a client the numbers, I actually do the calculation a second time because I'm thinking I may have made a mistake, because the impact of 1 or 2% over 20 years is enormous. You can't imagine how much of a difference 1 or 2% makes over 20 years when you're investing on an annual basis, when you have a certain sum of money. It's mind-blowing as to how much money you're able to save. Now, the negative aspect about that is investor behavior. And what typically happens, and studies are being done every year, and there's one study that's been going down for the past 30 years showing how investors they perform versus, you know, an index like the Dow Jones or the S&P 500. And what the findings show is that typically an investor who's doing things on their own is underperforming the markets by about an average of 3%. Now that's huge. And why do they underperform? It comes to basically making decisions at certain times which have been wrong decisions, like, you know, when to buy or when to sell, or, you know, the markets are going down big time and people start panicking, so they start selling, or the markets are going up tremendously and people start, you know, purchasing maybe too much investments or too much stocks, I should say. So those are the reasons why people sort of fall into the trap of let's say, lagging behind what the markets are doing. And again, an average of about 3% over a long term, that's quite huge. So those are the negatives when it comes to investing in exchange-traded funds. Or I should say, investing in exchange-traded funds on your own. Now, the fourth option is basically using exchange-traded funds again, but having an advisor to help you. So there are advisors. There are very few advisors, actually. I'm one of the advisors where I actually am choosing exchange-traded funds for my clients. But if my clients, or I should say, I suggest exchange-traded funds, and if my clients feel like they need the help to guide them because they just don't know too much about things, or they're not, you know, they don't have time, and you know, they fear they may not make good decisions on their own, well, I'm able to help our clients choose exchange-traded funds, and I charge a certain fee when it comes to management fees. And basically, fees are in the range of about half of what people were paying when they were using managed products and they were going with choice number two. So it's cost effective. The only negative about that is there really isn't too many people out there that are doing this. They're starting to come out. You know, people are starting to find out, and advisors are starting to find out that there is a lot to say about exchange traded funds. So that's just another option that's coming out there, and it's I guess it's a cost effective way of using investments that basically charge almost nothing to get to basically get your goals or better, you know, to achieve your goals, I should say. So that's pretty much it for now. Recapping again, you have four choices when it comes to investing, the different types of strategies that you can take. One is using an investment advisor who's picking individual stocks and bonds to help you out. Two is using an advisor that uses managed products like mutual funds or in-house products to invest your money. The third way is basically do it on your own and using exchange-traded funds. And the fourth way is using exchange-traded funds, but doing it with the help of an advisor. If you have any questions, by all means, give me a shout. If you want me to, if you're going to have a discussion about your goals or your objectives or anything like that, it would be my pleasure. I have quite a few clients now across Canada because these days it's so easy to do things. So we don't necessarily have to be face-to-face. And technology is amazing. So that's it for me again, John Kalos for Confessions of an Ex-Banker. And I really want to be doing a podcast like this on a weekly basis. So you'll hear from me again next week. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Kalos. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370.